Ah, hello everyone. Hi. Is everybody okay? Hello. We are live, very much live from the gateway to the Ribble Valley here in Longridge. From the studio, I've been allowed, as always, every Friday afternoon, I'm allowed about half an hour where I can't mess anything up in the studio. And I can just talk into a camera, and that's my job. So thanks everyone for joining us. We're live on LinkedIn and Facebook and loads of other bits of platforms. So thanks very much for joining us. We are joined by Laura and Natalie from Gnarler and Knot. You're in the absolute heart of the Ribble Valley, aren't you? You're right in the centre of it in Ribchester, not too far from where. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, we're good. How are you?
Really good.
I think we're doing all right for Friday. You've had a busy start to a Friday, though, haven't you?
Yes, we've just had a beautiful wedding today over at Bruisham. So that's another gorgeous venue over in the Ribble Valley. So,
it was such
yeah.
A nice morning. A
beautiful
wasn't it?
Morning.
It all looked beautiful. It was quite emotional, wasn't it? It was lovely. It was gorgeous.
It was lovely.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get straight into it. We're not going to mess around today because there's loads I want to ask you. So we're going to get straight into it. So let's take us right back to the start. You know, have you always wanted to be in this profession? What's the background right from, you know, day dot? Us all about it.
So, you know, we talk about this story with so much fondness, and we just absolutely, it just makes us smile always when we talk about it, because when Natalie and I met, I was like instantly, oh my God, I love her. I want her to be my best friend. And literally she was like, I don't need any more friends, thanks, girl. She wasn't a friend. But Natalie and I both were doing hair and makeup. We were both working in the wedding industry. I mean, you know, working in weddings, doing hair and makeup, making women feel and look beautiful is one of the most gorgeous, gorgeous things, you know, you can do. And both you and I have that exact same feeling about it. It's just the best feeling in the world. And then we met, so we were both doing it independently, and we met, and I was like, oh my God, I really love you, I want you to be my friend.
We literally became best friends, business partners, everything
in a matter of like
a day.
We've been doing this not a day but like about 6 months it were, weren't it? We're like, let's just do this together and let's kind of work together on this, because you know we were doing it independently anyway, so let's like kind of, you know, merge and do something together.
I know, and I think in life we're going to get really cringy now, but we're cringe people.
Come on, do it.
We are cringe, but we met each other and there's that instant connection and that instant love of what we do, and you can work with lots of people, but I think when you feel like a connection with somebody and you feel like she is what I'm about and I'm what she's about, so we automatically became like Laura just said, I've always been a makeup artist since I can remember, and you've always done it kind of alongside other jobs, haven't you? And I think the most important thing is, like what we've said, is to make that woman feel her most special, and she needs to feel amazing in the moment. And it's not about, obviously, we love doing hair and love doing makeup, but we love how it makes somebody feel.
Yeah.
And because we're both about that, I think that just makes it even more special.
And that's probably where we thought, do you know what? This needs to be the core of what we do.
Yeah.
We're going to like put all of that and that love and that energy and the core values of what that is into a business. Mm-hmm. And we're both very driven people. We both really are ambitious, and, you know, we're both very strong to our why. And, you know, the fact that we've been doing this for 7 years and, you know, we trust each other implicitly. I'm doing business with my best friend. It's like, it's just lovely. Great. It makes us feel like we get all gooey eyed.
We
like,
do.
proper cheese.com.
And to go just that, maybe not to go too deeper, but you could do that in lots of professions. You could make women feel powerful and independent and the best that they've ever felt. Why into sort of hair and makeup then? Why that angle?
Well, I think there's something really, you know, gorgeous about not just making somebody feel amazing, but look amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, that beauty comes from inside, you know, and it radiates from outside. And I think, you know, both of us were, you know, hair and makeup artists anyway, and we love that. There's something beautiful about seeing a transformation and, you know, like an up level, like feeling like the best version of yourself. Yeah. And, you know, makeup's powerful because it does definitely allow that to happen on a person. Hair is as well, you know, like, yeah, you know, you can feel really kind of like confident and great once your hair and makeup's done. But it's more than that. It's down to your inner confidence. And without inner confidence, then the external kind of element of it doesn't really even shine as much. But when you really kind of work on a level of like, you're just getting to know that person, making them feel empowered, confident, feel their best self from inside out. It's that gorgeous, like holistic approach, isn't it, to making that person feel and look the best. So we're very lucky that we get to do both sides, you know, from an inside, you know, like kind of like making them feel comfortable and calm. And, you know, all of our team are exactly the same as us. You know, their focus is to make that woman feel amazing. And then look amazing is absolutely the second step of that. That's how we approach every single bride, you know, and every single bridal party.
I think your wedding day is the day that you want to feel your best and look your best as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to walk down that aisle feeling amazing and feeling perfect. So,
absolutely. And I suppose that's where the name of your podcast comes from then. I mean, it's a fairly obvious podcast. That's what you want to do. And that's what your podcast is called. So you obviously you have a wonderful, beautiful studio with a very fantastic business in there. And then all of a sudden now you've created a podcast, which is the Feel Good Bride Club. So where did that come from, that idea?
Well, I think because the thing is, so when a bride comes to us on her trial, we get chatting and she really does ask a lot of questions. So, what do you think about this? Or, you know, have you got advice on that? And we just thought to ourselves, well, we're constantly part of somebody's wedding morning. We're constantly around so many beautiful brides. We are always giving advice, hearing things, sharing advice with other brides. So we thought, hang on a minute, let's just put it into a podcast. It's a platform that we can just share and give back. And to be honest with you, a big one as well was after lockdown, wasn't it?
Yes.
And just to bring in back that bridal buzz. So
definitely.
We felt like, you know, a lot of obviously we all are in the wedding industry and it was quiet for a long time, and we just kind of wanted to create that excitement again.
Yeah, bring it back. Yeah.
And if you're a bride in your kitchen on your own feeling a bit like, oh, is my wedding ever going to happen, we thought, well, if she presses play, hopefully she can get giddy in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Be like, hey.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Really. I mean, in your latest podcast, you've talked about mindset. So I'm interested to delve a little bit deeper about your thoughts on mindset and how important it is to when you're planning your wedding, not only coming to you guys, but also buying your dress and finding your venue and the stresses and strains that come with planning a wedding, biggest day of anybody's life. So how important is mindset then? Just expand on what you were talking about in your podcast.
Well, when it comes to mindset, it's something that like both you and I are really, really passionate about, because talking, you know, in regards to when we were saying before about how you've got to feel good inside, you know, your mind and obviously the confidence side of things and how you deal with stress levels is so important, because you could make your wedding journey the most happiest, positive, stress-free experience and it feels lovely. But you could make it into a very stressful, this is not going to happen, very obstructive thoughts, and then it doesn't feel as good. So when you incorporate mindset into your bridal journey, you're basically giving yourself the gift of enjoying this journey and taking away the stress and making sure that you feel calm, because as well as obviously the stress levels of it, because there's so many different areas to plan and there's lots of things to think about, it's the actual kind of overwhelm of it. And especially, for example, we see so many, we've been part of thousands of women's days, and to see that wedding morning can be so overwhelming. It can be really stressful. And there's so many different tools to keep you calm, to go back to a sense of self, to really know that, you know, you are in control of the situation. This is a gorgeous experience, and reframing thoughts. I'm massively passionate on mindset. I do like empowerment coaching for women as well separately. Right. And that kind of really weaves itself in here, because that's exactly the same. It's like all about the feeling, all about knowing that we can make ourselves feel better in an instant. And when you've got that right mindset and you reframe it and you feel good, you know, from that, going back to that internal feeling, that journey's beautiful. You enjoy it. It's exciting. And it should be. Every single person that's going on their wedding journey deserves to have that gorgeous, happy feeling.
Love that. Brilliant. And you guys go all over the world, don't you? You're in Lake Garda, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I mean you can't get sick of going to see beautiful places, can you?
We're so lucky. We are so unbelievably lucky to do what we do.
We absolutely adore it. We've been to Lake Garda and Ibiza, and then we've got a few more this year. But it's just, like you say, just being so lucky to be part of somebody's day and they want to take us with them, and we just feel absolutely honoured to be there. Yeah. So it is. It's amazing.
And we get to drink Aperol Spritz in the process of it, don't we? And eat lots of pizza and pasta. We're winning.
I am constantly mesmerized with the wedding industry and how joyful it is. Coming from someone who's been involved in finance for so many years and the horribleness of corporate finance, coming to this industry, you must feel happy every day. You must be bouncing out of bed.
Yeah,
literally.
It is, it's really interesting that you know, if you've come from a different industry to this one and you feel that, it's a nice feeling, isn't it? It just shows, you know, when you're happy in your job and you're happy in your industry, it shows life really is easy. Life flows with ease, doesn't it? It's, it's that gorgeous kind of thinking of like, I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
I do what I love. And it's lovely.
I think it's important as well for us that we absolutely do love it, because as hair and makeups, only a few suppliers who are allowed in the bride's morning.
Yeah.
And we are there from the so it's a good job that we love it, because
if we weren't morning people, we're like,
here again.
You have to love it. But like you say, it's the most special day for couples. So yeah, we love it.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about the business, about your team. You've got your sizable team. I think recently you said you've got maybe 19 people that you work with, excluding you. I mean, that's a sizable team. So tell us about the skill set of your team, the depth of your team, and why you've got such a large team, I suppose, of specialists.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've always had like, it's been Nat and I that started the business, and then we've needed like kind of more people to come and support us, because we've had like, for example, 12, 13 people on a wedding morning, like part of the bridal party. Yeah. They're not all bridesmaids, but we've had those numbers. So we've worked with the team on that. So we used to say that it was just going to be, you and I, but we've been able to build it now to a point where we can do multiple weddings on the same day. Mm-hmm. We are so unbelievably grateful for every single team member we have. They are phenomenal. Not just hair and makeup artists, but phenomenal women.
Yeah.
They have the bridal specialist focus that we have, which is that core of our business. It's like, you are a bridal specialist and then you're a hair and makeup artist. That's how we learn it. So they are literally incredible. And we're so lucky to work with them. And they're from all different industries.
Literally so many backgrounds.
Different backgrounds, like some teachers, don't they?
Yeah, we've got teachers. We've got people who work in the editorial.
Yeah. Doing hair and makeup. Yeah. But they teach hair and makeup and they teach or they work on set, for fashion brands. So quite a few with the fashion brands, don't we?
Yeah.
And then some work in, have their own businesses. And they're all independent business owners as well. Mm. So we are all about celebrating their business. You know, they deliver their weddings with us under Nala and Not. But we equally want them to feel empowered and, grow their business, because we couldn't do what we do without them.
No.
And, it's important that we have that kind of vibe with them all, because they are amazing and we're lucky to have them part of us.
Brilliant. Great. And there are, there will be places that you haven't been. So if there's a bride, there'll be brides watching this going, well, I'm in New Zealand. Where do you want to go?
Where's the place?
You know what I mean?
We'll be there.
Where's the place you think, I'd really, really love to work with a bride in this particular location? Have you got another dream location? Lake Garda is good enough, I'm sure, but where else do you want to go?
I think for me, I feel like yours would be Ibiza, but we've done Ibiza.
We do Ibiza,
Ibiza's beautiful. I think I love America. I love the States.
Right,
That for me would be like amazing.
You know what? Like, if we're kind of like dreaming big, and we should dream big, because life is dreaming big. I would love like a New York, Central Park, super glam, city chic wedding.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. Not, all right. Not like, I don't know, like, I feel like even in like winter or something.
Really cool.
Really cool, yeah.
I think America would be an amazing one. Because they just do everything fabulous, don't they? Everything better in America. I love America.
Yeah.
So, law of attraction. It's out there now in the universe.
Totally. Bringing it in.
Yeah,
in America.
It was a shout.
It's going to happen. Now, I'd like to talk to you about something that I spotted on your website, which is new to me. And I'm the most naive person in the wedding industry, let's be honest. But Glitter Glam, tell me all about it. What's it do? What is it? There'll be people watching this going, oh, actually, I don't know anything about Glitter Glam either. What is it?
So we have a sister company called Lunar and Light. So we have... that's exactly what it is, glitter glam. So we do pop-up glitter stations. They're amazing. Everybody loves it. And the men love it the most.
Yes, they do.
Honestly. Yeah. It's brilliant. Like, I know I'm all right for glitter. And then, can I have a full glitter beard? Can I have a glitter
moustache? Would you have a glitter on your beard, Liam?
Glitter beard with lighting. I'd be all over it.
It would. Yeah.
So what happens is, obviously, you have your wedding breakfast, traditionally at a wedding, and then you'll go into the evening. And we just feel that the glitter bar, they really kind of like, I mean, weddings are an amazing day anyway, and everyone's in such good spirits and everyone's quite drunk by this point. But I think it just adds an extra fun element to it. And there's something in where somebody's, when you look around the room and you've all got the same things, you've all got glitter, you feel even more... I don't know, it's connected and excited and in the party. And it really gives you that party side. So you're almost going from your beautiful wedding ceremony, then you go into kind of like, you know, your wedding breakfast and your speeches, that comes quite emotional. And then it's a bit like, right, let's get this party started.
Yes.
So it works so well. We do, we've got literally glitter on every weekend at different wedding venues.
It's really fun.
All right.
It's like, say you've got your evening guests arriving. It's a way for them to feel like, it's like a bit of an icebreaker as well. Like, actually, you know, they've all had the guests there in the day, and then evening guests arrive, and the DJ sets up, or you get your saxophonist, or whatever it is you've got. It's like it kind of breaks the ice, and it's like, I'll have a bit of glitter, and I'll go and dance, and then I'll go and like start the party. So it's really good for that as well.
Brill, and Nat, you're going on your own journey at the minute in terms of planning your wedding. How's that going?
Oh, well, it's brilliant, but we've literally just done a podcast about it this week. And so for me, I'm getting married in 10 and a half months, and I very much was like, I've got absolutely ages. And then this week was hilarious. I was looking at the accommodation in the area. I'm getting married in Donegal in Ireland, and it's getting booked up. So all of a sudden it's like, right, come on, everyone, you need it. We've not even sent our invites out. So this week it's been all about everyone.
Systems, girl.
All systems. Yeah. And I said to Kieran before, I said, we're getting married now. It feels like we're getting married. And it's amazing and exciting. Yeah. But this week it feels like
it's finally happening. Yeah. Yeah. It's
and
finally
Laura's here. A bridesmaid. Yay. So she's a massive part of the wedding.
Yes.
So. Yeah, really exciting.
All right. Good. Oh, well, it's brilliant to know. Brilliant. I feel myself getting enthusiastic about everybody's wedding now, even if I don't know them. Tell me all the details. Why not? You know, I'm reborn as somebody who's optimistic. So,
the way it should be. I love it. Half full.
Half full. Now, I suppose last couple of questions. I'd like to the one thing I'm learning more than anything is about trends. And again, naively, a year ago, I didn't know anything about trends in fashion, let alone the wedding industry. But it's an obvious thing to say that there are trends in hair and makeup and bridal fashion. What are the current trends that you're finding? And where do you think it's leading to next year? Because people are planning for their weddings next year as well.
I would actually say for makeup, so I only do makeup, so I'll talk on the makeup side, is people are actually stripping back. So they're going more
very
natural.
Much so. Yeah.
Okay. So I think since lockdown, people haven't obviously been wearing as heavy makeup, so people are coming out and putting makeup on again. And I think it's just becoming more an enhanced version of yourself, which for me and you and our team, we just think it's beautiful.
It's that real soft glam, and you may not know what we're talking about here, Liam, but bear with us. But like, it's that real soft glam, but that really focus on skin, focus on base, focus on hydration, focus on feeling that fresh, beautiful base. And then the build-up is all around the colour, you know, like the blood. Pop on, you know, the eyes, and you know, lashes have been, we're seeing like everyone's got their own taste, lashes are kind of becoming lesser, more about the flutter, more about that kind of that Australian glam. So it's that's really coming into its own at the moment, that, you know, there's a lot of that Australian bronzy, stripped back, dewy, hydrated, that fresh vibe. And Charlotte Tilbury for sure is probably very, very, very on trend in regards to her line and how she does things, because we do quite a lot of photographer workshops, and we do a lot of photo shoots and a lot of bridal brands photo shoots as well, so we're really seeing that even more so from like from an editorial perspective, and that's nice. It's like that enhancing, it's like really about enhancing
so
makeup.
You still look like you, don't you? Just like, just an enhanced version.
Totally.
And with hair, I think hair varies, doesn't it?
Hair is totally, I would say, very like
probably goes very with the subjective dress,
it very goes with the dress. So sometimes it's like, you know, at the moment, like if you're talking like from a trend perspective, it's all about the low slick bun. It's like that is like you know, the very slick back, you know, that's quite an editorial look. However, we are seeing the updo, the big updo is coming back. You know, you'll always have your timeless Hollywood waves. You'll always have like that beautiful curl and then the half up, half down. There's always that that's going to be there. But I feel that with her, you're right, it's more subjective to that person and the dress.
And the dress.
And, you know, you kind of seen trends in veil trends. So, for example, embroidery on veils, which is really beautiful. Hair accessory-wise, you're getting things like... you know, more editorial stuff. So the individual pearls are placed certain points. You know, you've got like
the slides,
like the Mrs. S or the Mrs., you know, on the side of the hair.
I feel like we're seeing more ponytails.
More ponytails, more bows. So all of those are kind of like from editorial are definitely starting to come in. And you probably see it all the time anyway, Liv, from that bridal fashion point of view. That has totally changed. And we are so here for that. It's where what you were. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great. People are feeling like them. They're like kind of bringing their own unique thing to the wedding day, like be it a dress, be it a top and skirt, be it a jumpsuit, be it a suit. You know, it's fabulous. It's so good to see that individuality, isn't it?
But yeah, you're right. We've seen so much customization, certainly on the veils. I mean, our veil specialist can customize anything, and you can stitch anything into the tool now. But individual pearls, our pearl bands, they're all individually made, custom made. Yeah, they're absolutely loving it at Brides at the minute, and which is great. It is great. So last couple of questions, I promise, because I know you've got loads and loads and loads to do.
Oh, I love it. It's so nice to talk to you.
We could stay for another 2 hours if you want. I'm not doing anything else. Don't worry about that. But there will be brides watching this, whether it's now or on playback, going, do you know what? I just don't know where to start with hair and makeup. You say, you know, I talk about trends. They say, well, I'm not sure that an updo or a bun or a ponytail will suit me. So what's your advice when they're going, actually, I just don't know where to start?
What I would say is start with, as obvious it sounds, but start with you. So what is your style? So are you somebody who's glam? Are you somebody who doesn't wear makeup? Do you love your hair really full? Do you wear your hair just up in a bun every day? So first of all, figure out what kind of person you are, and then
be
go
true
from
to
there
that.
And be true to you. Because the most important thing on a wedding day is you're a bride, so you're always going to look like a bride no matter what. But then if you want some inspiration, then we love Instagram. We love Pinterest, the Pinterest rabbit hole. And that is the main thing. And then when you come for your trial, we send out a little message to our brides to say, like, bring a mood board, bring a Pinterest board, and we can try different things. And we have had brides in the past say, I can really see my hair up. And then we've done it up for them, and they've been like, I never wear it up. I need it down.
So then we change it, and you can have that. You know, you can see both.
So I think you just, it's so important, isn't it, to stay true to you.
Stay true to you and then being open to kind of suggestions. And don't, the thing is, a big, big thing is to don't compare yourself to anybody else.
No.
You are you. And comparison is the theft of joy. As soon as you do that, it kind of becomes overwhelming and stressful. So really stay true to you. Don't compare. Do your research and be happy and open to try different things in your trial.
And ask your makeup artist and your hairstylist. Like, you might be like, I would love to try some lashes, but I don't want the really big strip. So they'll recommend what will work for you. So, yeah, just try different things, but make sure you stay honest to who you are, definitely.
Perfect advice. Perfect advice. Where can people who'll be watching this, as I say, now on Catch Up, on the podcast, wherever, where can they go to find out more about your wonderful, wonderful company?
Well, we're on all of our social media platforms, and we are on as Nala and Knott. And we have a website, which is www.nalaandknott.co.uk. You can also find us on the Feel Good Bride Club, which is podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and again on social as that handle as well, and you can also find us on Lunar and Light, which is again Lunar and Light on all platforms too.
Thank you very much. I genuinely appreciate you spending half an hour with us this afternoon. What are you doing for the rest of the day now? Go on, what are you going to be doing? Have you got more appointments here? Are you going to be relaxing after your busy morning?
We are literally just going to get some life admin stuff sorted, aren't we?
We've got some
work admin, life admin stuff to get sorted, and then we're going to get ourselves ready because we've got two weddings tomorrow. So we've got a busy day tomorrow, so we're going to get ourselves all organised for them.
Well, thank you so much. Genuinely, thanks. And thanks to everyone for watching as well. We hope you've enjoyed it. We're back next week at 2 o'clock with another brilliant interview, as always. And thank you so much for joining us, Laura and Natalie. I've genuinely loved this afternoon. Thank you so much.
So nice to chat to you. Thanks so much, Liam.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.